Great. Well, I want to thank our young people for coming up. And just again, because I'm new here, I will share my name with you because it's a little tricky. It's Pastor Magreda. 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 Okay. Can we all say it just once? Magreda.
Magreda.
Thank you. Okay. And then if you could just remind me your names again.
Thomas.
Emily.
Tyler.
Thank you. And this is Willow. And Willow is going to help me with today's conversation. But before we get started, I want you to think back into a time really, really, really far back in your life. When you were 2 years old. Can you do that? Can all of you do that too, when you were 2 years old? And you used to sit in a high chair. And you used to eat in a high chair. Can you remember that? Here we go. Okay, all right, well, you know. Were you always neat and tidy eaters?
No.
You were good, but, okay, so were all of you neat and tidy eaters? Did you eat all the food your parents gave you?
No.
No, okay. Well, let's see if little Willow here will eat the food we give her. Willow, want a cookie? Come on, Willow. Let's try. Can you give her a banana?
Do you
want
to eat banana?
No! Try an orange.
I want an orange.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Maybe she'll like pizza. Try donut.
You want bread? You have to eat bread. Take it. Eat. Yes, eat it. Eat it.
Ew.
No!
How about some nice grapes? They're sweet and juicy. Please?
No. No. No.
Try this. Maybe a strawberry.
Now, what about a strawberry? It's also sweet.
No. No. No.
Willow, Willow, Willow. Please stop. You're supposed to put the food in your mouth, not on the floor.
Floor is hungry.
Let's try one more thing. How about a nice, soft croissant? Please, Willow, please.
A croissant.
French?
French.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, do you think we should keep trying? I mean, what would happen, right? I mean,
let the baby starve.
Let the baby starve. Oh, I see. Well, you know,
let the baby starve until they want to eat something.
Okay, but what would happen? If every parent kind of gave up on their kids who didn't want to eat, they would starve, right?
Yeah.
Right? If we stopped giving our 2-year-olds food, even though they kept throwing the food around, they would starve to death. And then they would be dead. That wouldn't be very good, would it? No, that would not be very good at all. Even though they make bad choices, parents keep giving them second chances again and again and again.
Until it's a 5 millionth chance.
Yeah, well, you know, I know some parents who would never give up on their kids, you know? So, you know, Jesus tells a story in today's reading about some people who lived in a beautiful vineyard that they didn't own. Now, you might think that these people would be grateful and happy to live in a beautiful place, but they weren't. In fact, they were very stubborn And they kept saying no to the owner's very reasonable requests. I mean, they acted like two-year-olds, really. But you would have not been surprised if the owner was very upset with them and stopped trying. But in the story, the owner doesn't stop trying. Even though they make bad choices, the owner keeps giving them second chances again and again and again. You know, God never gives up on us either. Even when we make bad choices, God comes back and gives us second choices. Now, that doesn't mean we have to act like two-year-olds and keep and never change our behavior. I mean, that wouldn't be good for us, would it? You know, it would be harmful to ourselves and harmful to others. But even though there are times when we do make bad choices, God always comes back and gives us a second chance. It's a good thing God doesn't give up on us, isn't it? Yes. Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, thank you never give up on us, that you keep on loving us, just like a parent loves their child. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you very much for helping me, and thank you to Willow. Hooray. Well done. All right, thank you.